Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The date today is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. Alhamdulillah. Today we have again, twice this week, Alhamdulillah, we have Mufti Muhammad Aku Sahab Damat Barakatuhu. Previously, Mufti Sahab was advising us, giving us the golden pearls that were shared as well by the old workers, Jor. And today, Alhamdulillah, we have Mufti Sahab again. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuhu.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa
Barakatuhu. How's everything? How's Mufti Sahab doing?
Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. Allah is so kind. Every day Allah gives us is another opportunity to make right with Allah, to leave a legacy, to ask Allah's forgiveness, to become better. Every day Allah gives us other opportunities to become better. Alhamdulillah. Allah save us all from causing fitna. Allah save us from, you know, losing our iman in the times we are living in. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forewarned us about these times, that there will be so many who will just be selling the iman or forsaking the iman, either verbally, others physically, others practically, others mentally. You know, in the hadith, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person would awaken with iman, and by evening, there's no more iman. And vice versa. In the evening, iman. In the morning, you know, iman would be forsaken. So Allah save us from that. So we have to keep on asking Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah gives us another day. And really, we have to be thankful to Him. Alhamdulillah. No, Jazakumullah khairan for the opportunity also, Maulana. You'll give us these opportunities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your efforts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Because really, Allah doesn't need us. When He gives us these opportunities, it's His grace and His mercy who's allowing us, you know, just to talk His word, to present His word, to share His word, His message, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Today I was hoping that we can discuss a little bit about one is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being Rabi'ul Awwal, and also the name Muhammad. Which Sahaba had this, and historically was this name common? A little bit about that, if we could share some insight in that with your permission, Marana.
No problem, Mufti Sahab. I just wanted to say before we move on, Alhamdulillah, my lesson or that I've learned from Mufti Sahab is that always ready, mashallah, for deen, for the khidmat of deen. And nothing about remuneration or any of that sort. This is something that the ummah needs, the sincereness. Allah grant me it as well, inshallah.
You are thinking good of us. The actual fact is Allah Ta'ala doesn't need this weak, useless like me. And Allah is giving us the opportunity where we just taking it. And Allah is enabling us to take the opportunity. But Jazakallah Khairan for your encouragement, Maulana. And there's so many wonderful ulama that you all can contact, but you're giving me a chance. Allah reward you all. Alhamdulillah. Allah reward you all. And Allah has covered me that Allah is, you know, giving me this tawfiq. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
I mean, Mufti Sahab, we can move on with it, inshallah.
Jazakumullah, Hazrat Marana, for that opportunity. So, subhanallah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world and he was sent as rahmah lil alameen. Now, there's something interesting in the Sahih Bukhari where in the chapter of the manaqib, because he starts that chapter explaining the qualities and the accolades of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah, in his Fath, he explains this name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala preserved it for our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned in the previous books as Muhammad and Ahmad. And so many of the previous books have him despite his name being removed on so many occasions, but his accolades, his descriptions are clearly there for anyone looking for the truth. So I want to mention a few incidents like this. And also I want to mention the Sahabi whose name was also Muhammad. There's a great Sahabi. There were quite a few, but it wasn't a common name. That's why even when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came into this world, his mother saw a dream to call him Muhammad. And his grandfather saw the same. And his grandfather was asked that, why do you give him this rare, unusual name? So he said that I want him to be praised in the heavens and on earth. So Allah Ta'ala inspired them to give Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this amazing name. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, in Hadith of the Imam's hadith, I am Ahmad, I am Muhammad, I am Hashir, I am Muqaffi, I am Nabiul Rahmah. And so many hadith where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains his name. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have five names in this hadith of Jubair bin Mut'im radiallahu anhu. Ana Muhammad, wa ana Ahmad, wa ana al-Mahi. Mahi meaning through me, Allah will use me to obliterate and remove kufr. And also to explain to people how kufr is totally wrong and incorrect. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained this to the world. And wa ana al-Hashir. And that means Allah will resurrect me first and after me. After me at my feet, meaning after me, everyone will be resurrected. Wa ana al-aqib. Aqib also means there's no Nabi after me. I am the final of the Anbiya, alayhimus salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. So there's an interesting event where a man by the name of Muhammad ibn Ali ibn Rabi'ah, he was asked by Khalifa bin Abd al-Minqari. This individual asked him that, oh Muhammad, كيف سماك أبوك في الجاهلية محمدا? In times of Jahiliya, when the name Muhammad was very uncommon, why did your father give you that name? So he said, you know, the question you're asking me is the same question I posed to my father. سألت أبي عما سألتني. I asked him what you're asking me. And he said to me, my father said to me, myself with few others, we were four, Rabi'a Arba'a, from the Banu Tamim camp. I was one of them, the other was Sufyan bin Mujashi'. The other was Yazid Amr ibn Rabi'a. The other was Usama ibn Malik. So who were these? The same, the father of Muhammad, so Ali ibn Rabi'a, Sufyan, Mujashi', and Usama. These four were going to the Ghassani king in Sham. Nuridu ibna Jafnat al-Ghassani bi-Sham. Now this Ghassani king was an Arab king. They originally hailed from Yemen. Like the Aus and Khazraj went to Medina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala inspired them to go there. This section of Arabs went to the Roman lands. And then they were instated as rulers under Roman territory. So they were Christian Arabs. They were quite famous because they had the backing of the Roman emperor. So they were known as Ghassani. So we went to visit him because it was an honor to visit him. And we stayed near a monastery, a Ghadir. And then Ad-Dirani, the actual scholar there, the man in charge of that monastery, came to us one day and he said to us, فَقَالَ لَنَا إِنَّهُ يُبْعَثُ مِنْكُمْ وَشِيكًا نَبِيٌّ. Very soon, a Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, will be sent amongst you, your people, meaning the Arab, the people from Arabia. فَسَارِعُوا إِلَيْهِ. You all should rush to him. I exhort you, rush to him. So we asked him, sir, tell us, مَسْمُهُ. What's his name? So the rabbi, the scholar, rabbi, said to us, Muhammad. His name is Muhammad. Anyway, Muhammad bin Adi's father, so he says, my father Adi bin Rabi'ah says, son, when we returned, all of us had children. وُلِدَ لِكُلِّ مِنَّا وَلَدْ. And each of us named our children Muhammad due to that event there. And so it's so amazing the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was quite known and he was expected before his arrival by the Christians, by the Romans, in so many events, the Persians, even the Sahabi Hazrat Suhaib al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu, he was among the Roman people. He grew up there, even though his origin is Arab. He says, but I actually was awaiting the final Nabi of Allah because that was in the scriptures. That was what we studied there in the books of the Christians. And there's quite an interesting event where even there was the studies of the arrival of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam among the Arabs in Makkah. So there's quite an interesting event where even Abu Sufyan says, who wasn't a Muslim yet, radiallahu anhu, he says that I asked Utba bin Rabi'ah, that, you know, you mentioned to us that this is going to be the final Nabi of Allah and so forth and so forth. He says, you know, I studied those scriptures and I was hoping I would be that final Nabi of Allah. But I realized my age is more than 40 and it couldn't be me. And then sadly, because of jealousy, they didn't accept Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah Ta'ala gave hidayah to Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made so much of effort on him. And subhanAllah, okay, this is a riwayah in Tabrani. from Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu. He says, Umayyah bin Abi Salt said to him. Now, Umayyah bin Abi Salt is one of the senior people of Makkah, and he was known as the best poet of his day. He said, I find in the books, Sifata Nabiyin Yuba'atu min Biladina. The descriptions are clear of a Nabi to be sent from our lands. And Umayyah said, I thought I would be him. وَكُنْتُ أَظُنُّ أَنِّهُ Because actually, if you study his poetry, Umayyah bin Abi Salt's poetry was filled with tawheed, telling people about the oneness of Allah and examples of Allah's oneness and Allah's greatness. But Allah chose. Allah didn't choose Umayyah. ثُمَّ ظَهَرَ لِي أَنَّهُ مِنْ بَنِي عَبْدِ مَنَافِ Then I learned that he's from the Banu Abdi Manaf clan. Next, looked into the individuals of the Banu Abdi Manaf clan. And I studied the descriptions of this Nabi of Allah. And I looked into the different individuals of the Banu Abdi Manaf clan, and I found these qualities of akhlaq to be in Utba bin Rabi'ah. But then, he was more than 40. And he didn't receive wahi. I realized it wasn't Utba. Then Abu Sufyan said, radiallahu anhu, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as the Nabi of Allah, I went to Umayyah, and I said to him, "In ama innahu haqqun fattabi'uhu." فَقُلْتُ لَهُ فَأَنْتَ فَمَا يَمْنَعُكَ So I asked Umayyah, what you say now, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you always told us about the man from the Banu Abdi Manaf clan who will receive wahi. Yes, he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umayyah told me, meaning Abu Sufyan, that it's true. What he's saying is right. You follow him. So Abu Sufyan asked, Umayyah, what about you? What stops you? فَأَنْتَ فَمَا يَمْنَعُكَ He said, no man. I'm too shy about what people will say. That I wanted to be the main man, and now I must follow one young man from the Banu Abdi Manaf clan. So basically, it was the pride that he had that deprived him. Allah Ta'ala, save us from that, from that pride. That this is a disease that sometimes a person doesn't want to say the right thing, doesn't want to do the right thing, doesn't want to acknowledge to what is right, just due to pride. Sometimes it's concerning iman and kufr, like in this case, Umayyah was deprived. But other times, it's because of other acknowledging what is true and what is right, just due to pride. It's the same disease. It's just one is more deadlier than the other, but both are severe. That's why there's so many incidents about the residents of Medina Munawwara. There's a report of Salama bin Waqsh, a clear report. He says, we had a Jewish neighbor, and he used to tell us about Bi'asa, the final Nabi of Allah's arrival. And he would mention Hashar, Jannah, Nahar. And we asked him, but what's the sign that what you are saying is true? So this Jewish rabbi would say to us, خُرُوجُ نَبِيٍ يُبْعَثُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْبِلَادُ وَأَشَارَ إِلَى مَكَّةِ The arrival of a Nabi of Allah, Nabiyin, that tanween refers to greatness, a great Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be sent from these lands. And he pointed, from Medina, he's pointing to the direction of Makkah Mukarramah. So he's asking him, but when will this take place? Mata yaqa'u dhalik? Then he would look up to deliberate and ponder. And Salama radiallahu anhu said, I was the youngest there. And he pointed to me. He said, before this young man gets old, he will meet the final Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then as Salama says, not long went by, ذهب الأيام والليالي, and Allah sent his Nabi of Allah. And that same old Jewish rabbi was living. فَآمَنَّا بِهِ We brought Iman, but he refuted and rejected out of jealousy. Now it's so astonishing that there were so many Jewish scholars who knew about the final Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they concealed the truth. Some of them went and actually hid away the clear descriptions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their books. Now there's another very famous sahabi. He was Ansari, radiallahu anhu. Muhammad ibn Maslama. The other few we mentioned to you were Makan, the Makan community, whose names were Muhammad. This is a sahabi from the Medina society. His name was Muhammad ibn Maslama. And he also heard about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Jewish community of Medina Munawwara. And the sahabi, subhanallah, when he was such an amazing sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about him, لا تضره الفتنة. He's a man who fitna will never harm him. He's described by the narrators as tall, of powerful, perfect stature, brown in skin, asla, bald-headed, wakuran, very honorable, a man of amazing stature and respect. Now, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as the Nabi of Allah, the Sahabi Hazrat Muhammad ibn Maslama embraced and accepted. So I just want to mention a few things about the Sahabi. When finally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Muhammad, go to the Jewish community of Banu Nadir and tell them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to tell you to leave. So Muhammad ibn Maslama went and conveyed the message and they refused. Now this was the Banu Nadir tribe. What happened was they started perpetrating treachery. What they did was a Muslim, a woman, Sahabiya, went to their area, their souq, to do trade. Now the filth and vanity of this tribe was such that they say to this lady, we can't sell to you. So she said, why? I'm here to pay you. I want to buy. From a jeweler, she was buying something. They said, you have to unveil yourself. Then we'll sell to you. She said, that I won't do. My deen is priority. And this is a lesson for us, respected Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, my sisters, how beautiful is the chastity in Islam. But anyway, she sat there. They would have had some cushion there to sit to see the jewelry probably that she wanted to purchase. But they now, in their evil minds, what they did was they sent someone to tie the bottom of her cloak to something on her back. And she didn't know what they're doing. She was looking at this item and she got up. And then her privacy was exposed. And Allahu Akbar, she screamed out of shame. And a Muslim there came in trying to defend her. And that broke into a tuff and a fight. And then Allahu Akbar, what happened thereafter was the Jewish guy got killed. And then they killed the Muslim. And then due to this and other events where they started threatening the Sahaba, you all think you'll won in Badr. You all think you'll won in Badr, we'll show you. And then one of these Jewish tribes also, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them to ask them that, you know, we live in Medina Munawwara together, so we have to pay blood money together. They said, yeah, we prepared to also contribute. So in that way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, they spoke to one of them and just climb onto the building next to him. And from the top, throw a boulder to him. So these were the despicable actions that they were perpetrating. Like in Hazrat Umar's time, there's another interesting event of a Sahabi by the name of Bakr bin Shaddah. One of the Jewish members of the society was found dead. So Hazrat Umar got very upset and he asked in the masjid, who did this? So this Sahabi, Hazrat Bakr, said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, this I did. He says, why? What's your reasoning? It's wrong. This is against you. It will be held against you. It's a perpetration. He said, Hazrat, there was a woman whose husband was gone out in the path of Allah. And I happened to oversee the family. And I went there just to see if the house, everything is safe. And I'm hearing that this man is inside this man's house. And he is raping this certain person's wife. And he's saying, oh, look at these foolish Muslims. Gharrahul Islam. Islam tricked them. Islam says, go out in the path of Allah. See how I'm enjoying his wife. And in poetry, he's describing his wife and this woman was suffering. He says, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I couldn't bear it. I went in, I grabbed this person, I ended him. He violated the right of a man in the path of Allah. As Umar said, that what you did was right. There's nothing held against you. And interestingly, the same Sahabi, Bakr bin Shaddah, he was a young man who used to make khidmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we're rewinding, right? He used to make khidmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he was baligh, reached the age of puberty, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him for a task home, he said, oh Allah's Nabi, now I'm of age. Subhanallah. Imagine, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also is teaching us through Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Like, look at the integrity of the Sahabi. He said, oh Allah's Nabi, basically for our understanding, I'm a big boy now. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma laqqihil dhafar. Ya Allah, you give him success. And you confirm his statements. And he won the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there. That year, in the time of Hazrat Umar, when this case was against him, Allah saved him. So may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for our Muslim brothers throughout the world. Some cases in Newcastle also, there's some cases elsewhere. There's brothers who many a time try and help the community, but sometimes there's certain cases against them. Allah Ta'ala liberate them, Allah Ta'ala, help them. And throughout the world, especially our brothers in Palestine, Ya Allah, how they make them suffer. Just a person is innocent. They just come, barge into the home, shake a person up, immediately take a person to the prison with no case against him. Then he has to wait for months and years just to actually get a hearing. And there's so many cases, like the sexual cases. And what they do is, as soon as a young man gets married, what they do with more than 100, 150, 200 soldiers, they come, surround this man's house. And 10 soldiers barge in, fully armed, and they arrest this person. Look how they try and trouble our community. Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala, help the ummah of our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam throughout the world. Allah Ta'ala, help the ummah of our beloved. This is the ummah of our beloved. So we have to make dua, Ya Allah. Our beloved's ummah, your beloved's ummah, is suffering in so many fronts throughout the world. Ya Allah, defend and help the ummah of your beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this Sahabi, Hazrat Muhammad ibn Maslama, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him to them. And there's quite an interesting event where he says, I was so astonished that the same rabbis who used to tell us about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Allah's Nabi was sent, they just changed their tune. It was as though they weren't the same people. They were so convincing that in humor they used to tell us, yeah, when the final Nabi of Allah comes, we will crush you like Aad and Thamud were crushed. That was the Jewish arrogant way. You know, instead of telling them, you all should also embrace the truth and leave idolatry. So Hazrat Muhammad ibn Maslama says, they were speaking to us and some of them were our friends, so we didn't take what they said seriously. And when Allah did send the final Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we went to them. And there's many Sahaba who went to them. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal went to them. He used to go to them. Hazrat Abu Bakr went to them. That this is the Nabi of Allah. He is described in your books, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to them himself. On occasions he called them, and on occasions he went to visit them. Hazrat Abu Bakr went right there by them, by their place. In their place, he had a meeting with them. He said, is this not the Nabi of Allah described in your books? Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal used to go to them very often. He used to say, you all told us, we heard you all, and this is the final Nabi of Allah. That's why in Surah Al-Baqarah, one of the first chapters to be revealed in Medina Munawwara. Another, this chapter has to do with the Jewish community. But in this chapter, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Those whom we've given the book. They recognize him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with no mistake, without doubt, like they recognize their own children. They know our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But alhamdulillah, we can't make a blanket statement. There were many of the Jewish community whom alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala gave hidayah to. Allah Ta'ala guided them and they knew the truth. They accepted the truth. Among them was this very, very famous great Sahabi, Hazrat Hussein bin Salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw dreams about him being in Jannah. He was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, when Subhanallah, when I was told about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival in Medina Munawwara, I was reading the takbir, I was so happy. And my auntie, Khalda, she stopped me. Where are you going? Where are you going? So I'm telling her, the final Nabi of Allah, who I have always been telling you about, has arrived. So my auntie called me back. She says, but see, if Musa alayhi salam was to arrive here, I don't think you would have been as happy. He says, no, I'll also be happy because this is the brother of Musa alayhi salam. We love Musa alayhi salam also, and we love the brother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. How beautifully Hazrat Hussein bin Salam explained to her, and alhamdulillah, she also embraced Islam. Alhamdulillah, his aunt from the Jewish community, Hazrat Khalda, radiallahu anha. And now, when he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he said, I knew this is not the face of an ayah. Araftu anna wajhahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first words, Hazrat Abu Hussein reports this. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed his name to Abdullah because of love for him. And there was other sahaba whose name was Hussein bin Saad as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandson is Hussein bin Seen, with a seen. Anyway, he says, Allah's Nabi's words, O humanity, O people, spread salam, make salam to people, feed people food, join family ties, and pray at night when everyone is asleep. Your entry into paradise will be guaranteed easily. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam, he also told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they don't know I'm Muslim yet. And you hear what they have to say about me at the famous event where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called the Jewish community by his place. And Hussein bin Salam was in another room, and he asked them, what do you say about the famous Hussein bin Salam? They said, the best of us, the best of offspring, his lineage, his ancestry, his father, his grandfather, they were the scholarly amongst us. We loved them, revered them. Hazrat Hussein then comes out and he says, see, I taught you, I told you, I described Allah's Nabi to you in the past years. This is the Nabi of Allah who Allah has sent. They said, no, you know what? You are the worst of us, the most despicable, the most, downtrodden amongst us. It's not you who you're speaking about. Immediately they changed their tune due to vanity and hatred. Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha says, my own father and uncle, I heard them say, I was a little girl, they were very upset when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrived. And they're asking each other, is he the one? Yes, he is the one. Then my uncle is asking my father, Huyay, will you accept him? He says, never. I'll remain his enemy till my last breath. But there were many who embraced, just to give you a few names, and inshallah some other time we'll discuss some more about them. Asad bin Sa'ya radiallahu anhu, Asad bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, Tammam radiallahu anhu, Salaba radiallahu anhu, Sa'ad bin Wahab radiallahu anhu, Sa'na radiallahu anhu, Abu Burda Aslami radiallahu anhu, Yamin bin Yamin radiallahu anhu, Abu Sa'ad bin Wahab radiallahu anhu, and very famous is Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Zaid bin Sa'na radiallahu anhu. Zaid bin Sa'na's event is so amazing. He saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi descriptions, but then he wanted to experience the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi as enshrined in their books. And he experienced it, inshallah. We'll discuss it soon. Allah give us tawfiq. Jazakumullahu khairan. So let's share the message of our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the whole wide world. Let's emulate his life, follow his life, and let's bring alive his greatest sunnah, which is to tell the world about our Allah and tell the world about our Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabko karna hai. Allah give us tawfiq.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Mufti Sahib, make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa alaikum assalam.
It was Mufti Muhammad Aku Sahib Damat Barakatuh and sharing us with us important advice and how we can get closer to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.